Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I have your zip code, please, to pull up your account?
53085.
Okay, thank you for that information. And one moment, please. And may I also have your first and last name, please?
Susan Hubbard. H-U-B-B-A-R-D.
Okay, thank you for that information. One moment, please. And for security purposes, please verify your address.
And 6151 State Road 32, Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin, 53085.
Okay, thank you for that information. And one moment, please. Okay, I'm still accessing the last bit of information here. Mm-hmm. All right, I have gotten an account located that shows your, well, you're listed here, shown here is Sue Hubbard, excuse me, shows your address. You're calling in about a canceled account for the Bytes Hub Mill app. How is it that I can assist?
I never got the credit on my credit card.
Let's see. Account was canceled March 16th when you called in. And it shows that you also disputed the charge.
I did because I never got the credit.
Well, let's see about the note here. That's in reverse. Anyway, it shows it was canceled. You called in regarding the charges or charge. It says they educated you on the terms and conditions, requested to cancel, you weren't offered or weren't interested in the discount, and the account was canceled, but there's nothing noted regarding a refund on that day on the 16th, which was the day after the transaction took place.
Right.
Okay, well, it's shows that you called in regarding what was billed the day after the transaction took place, and they basically reviewed terms and conditions according to the notation. They offered you a discount, which I believe is like $20 off. You were not interested in that, and they canceled it. But it's not noted anything regarding a request for a refund. But it does show that the account was locked there due to chargeback being received on April the 2nd.
Why wasn't I credited? That's what I want to know.
That's what I'm stating, ma'am. And the note is there's nothing that mentions in there regarding a refund.
Well, if I cancel it, don't I get a refund?
No, ma'am. Canceling the account cancels the subscription for that food app. That would have been a monthly charge. When you were billed that $59.89, it was for 30 days use of the app. Canceling
it. I never used it. I never had the app. Nothing. I never got the app, nothing. So I want a credit.
It shows that a chargeback has been placed, which means you've given that over to your bank to open an investigation. Based on what they find, they will inform you of whether or not the charge is valid.
I want you to credit it. I don't want you to bother with the bank. I want you to credit it today.
On the recorded line, ma'am, we can't touch that at all.
What do you mean you can't touch it at all?
No, ma'am. You've given that over to your bank to open an investigation. That's a legal action. They're taking care of that for you. So they will have to inform you when the investigation, when they've completed it. And they will let you know whether
if I didn't have that bank, would you have given me the credit?
Based these chargers were able to provide a courtesy based on the age of the charge. This is showing that this was just about mid-March, but that's why I was reviewing the note. It doesn't show that there was an inquiry for a refund, but
If I cancel it, I want a refund. I mean,
okay, did you
what part don't you
specifically?
understand?
No, ma'am, I'm understanding, but what I'm trying to get you to understand, there's no note here. We note
Well,
what the
I don't
call
know
is
if I
re
asked for a credit. I assume that I would get a credit.
Yes, ma'am. Some people actually use or can use the month if they choose to do so, but canceling prevents you from getting a monthly charge. So that's what happened. When you were not interested in the discount, the subscription was canceled, or else you would have been billed again this month and going forward until you decided that you didn't want it.
I never
Which.
got the app. I never got anything. So I don't understand why you didn't give me a credit right away. That's why I called the credit card company, because I thought, well, why aren't you showing me a credit?
All right, because you requested to cancel. With what it shows, it means that a phone like an Android or iPhone was used to complete a survey. It shows a Dyson vacuum was offered on the page, but the Bite Submill app was in the terms there. So with that, it's a monthly charge. So we did make sure that the account was canceled per what you requested. But we're not able to do anything after the chargeback's been received. Your bank will have to let you know when they've completed the investigation, and then they will follow up with you and provide you with their findings.
How can you work with a company like this, for a company like this? You know, it's just a big scam.
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. That's based on what has already transpired. That's all that we can do. But you have, it shows contested or disputed that charge. We
Right,
can't do
right.
anything else.
Would you
Is
be able to if I canceled the credit card dispute? Would I get my money back then?
at this point, you can't cancel it. It's already something that's in process. We were notified, or the
Can I
company
get a
was.
credit if I would have, if I would cancel it now, could I get a credit?
No, ma'am. The charge, the dispute's already in process. We were just notified on the 2nd of April. So at this point, normally they have already refunded you. We're not able to do anything regarding the chargeback that's been placed. You'll have to wait until the investigation is finished, and you'd have to follow up with your bank to find out how long that will take. It kind of varies. We don't have that information here, but we're not able to provide a refund at this time.
Oh my God. Goodbye.
Thank you for.